The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Beis of Chofam and Beis. The pasuk says, Achasher yeyochel l'chol nefesh, hulavadeh yeyosel l'chem. That's the pasuk from where we learned the heter of l'chol nefesh, that it's mutter to cook food to be eaten on Yontif. So the Gemara over here makes a drasha, various drashas from the word l'chem. One of the drashas is l'chem v'loy l'kusa, that it's mutter to cook for a yid to eat on Yontif. It's not mutter to cook for a nachri, kusi, a nachri, to eat on Yontif. Question is there any way that it's mutter to cook for a nachri who works in a yid's house, let's say a gaish, a cleaning lady, or a different kind of a pile who works in a guy's house, if a person has a worker, or some kind of a guy who's working in the house, is he allowed to cook food to him on Yontif? So, the Gemara says, Lachem v'loy l'kusim, that means you may not cook for the guy. However, we have a heter, a bribi b'shiurim, that under certain conditions it's mutter to add into a pot of food, even for a non-yontif need. For example, you're cooking up a pot of food, you could put an extra food for half the yontif. So, it would seem that it should be mutter to add in extra food for the guy. What are the three conditions? Very briefly, number one is one may not say that it's being done for that need. It should look like it's being done for yontif. The second condition is it does not involve any extra malacha. The third condition is that it does not involve any extra tircha, any extra labor by doing that, even if it would not involve another malacha. So, in any case, it would seem that it should be mutter with Rebbe Bishurim. However, the Gemara later on Daf Chafal from Beis says it is a gzeira Chachamim made that it's usher to invite a guy to come eat by you on Yontif. Now, that means that even if you're not cooking extra for him, even if the food is cooked before Yontif, you're not allowed to have a guy come eat by you on Yontif. Why? Because you may put an extra for him. Meaning you may put an extra in such a way that it's usher. If you're just going to do it with the conditions we outlined, then it would taka be mutter. Why would you make a gzeira about that? But the chashash is that the guy will come to eat by you. There won't be enough food. Maybe you'll just put up a separate pot of food to him. So therefore, the Chacham said, one may not invite a guy to come eat in one's house on Yontif. So certainly, it would be usher to actually add food into the pot for the guy. You're not allowed to have him come over at all. And this is all Mavur and Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, beginning of Siman Tav Kuf Yud Beis. However, there are several exceptions to this Isser of inviting a guy over on Yontif. One exception is, you're allowed to send food to his house, because then we're not afraid you're going to cook extra, because you're just sending it to him. The Chashash is only who will come to your house, you won't have enough food. Okay, that's one exception. The other exception is the case that we began with, the case of a guy who works in your house. Because what's the whole reason for the Isser? The reason for the Isser is that we're afraid that you may not have enough food and you'll be embarrassed. You have an honored guest. You may cook extra for him, which you wouldn't be allowed to do. However, if it's just a person who works for you, you're not going to treat him as an honored guest. He's a worker, whether it's a cleaning lady or some other kind of a pile who works in your house. He's not treated like an honored guest. Such a case would be mutter. There would not be a problem of ribi b'shiur. So that would be the heter to cook for a gaisha worker on Yontif. So of course it's only mutter with the conditions of Ribi B'Shiurim, but if you have those conditions, it would be mutter, you wouldn't have to worry about this new gezeira of inviting a guy on Yontif. Now, the drasha, the halacha over here that we have of Lachem V'loy L'Kusim, the Paiskim say, the Mishabur there in Tafkof Yud Beis, the Paiskim say that it includes not only a Nochri, someone who's an Eini Yehudi, it also includes a Yid who is not Shomer Torah U'Mitzvahs, a Yid who has a halacha of a Mummer, somebody who does not keep the Torah U'Mitzvahs, it's usher to cook for him on Yontif. Now this obviously would present a very serious problem for somebody who has a family member or a guest who is not a Shomer Torah U'Mitzvahs. They come to Yontif Suda and we say, sorry, I can't cook for you, not only I can't cook for you, I can't give you food. I'm not allowed to invite you. So this would obviously present a big problem. However, there are some etzes over here. One etze is that a tinuk shenishba, which literally means a child was captured. In the olden days, sometimes the goyim would capture a Yiddish child and raise him as a goy in a place where where this child would not know anything about Yiddishkeit. He wouldn't know he's a Yid, he wouldn't even know what Yidden are. In such a case, we say that even though, regarding certain halachas, someone who's a mumer has a halacha of a goy, in this case he doesn't because he had no opportunity to know any better. So there's a whole discussion about nowadays whether we say that or not, especially in a case where there's a family and there's one family member who is not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, where he actually grew up in a house of Yiddishkeit. You can't say he doesn't know he's a Yid. You can't say he doesn't know what Yiddishkeit is. He may be missing a certain understanding. He may be missing a certain feeling in Yiddishkeit, but you cannot. It's very difficult to call him a tinnik shenishba. So there's discussion about this in the Pesach. But in any case, for somebody who we can consider a tinnik shenishba, then it would be mutter. In the Shulchan Shlomo over here, in Tavkuf Yud Beis, and Reb Shlomo Zalman, he mentions another tzad, another reason possibly to be mekel, is that the Rashba, and the Ran also in one pshat, they say a different reason why we say you're not allowed to invite a goy on Yontif. And the reason is, they say, because the chashash is, we're afraid that a person will cook machalas asuris. A person will cook food, treif of food, which is asur for a yid to eat, which would be asur to cook on Yontif, because there's no possibility of the yid eating it. So according to that, perhaps you can be matir by a yid who's not Shomer Torah. It's just because you're having a yom tov, you're certainly not going to cook treif of food for him. Why would you want to feed him tapas? You know that he's obligated to eat kosher food. So of course there's no chashash you'll cook treif of food for him. It's certainly not a very strong heter because we don't really pass it like this reason, but it is a little bit of a tzad, which is chazil strufa. You could put that together with some other tzadim and perhaps create a heter. Also in the Shulchan Shleim over there, he clears the shayla. He wants to know this isser that you're not allowed to give a goy food on Yontif. What about if you have a yid who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and he comes to your house for the Pesach Seder, the first night of Pesach, or the second night, and you want to give him matzah to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? Are you allowed to give him matzah? So it's awesome because you're not allowed to invite him, you're not allowed to give him any food. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says maybe this is butter because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah. If you don't give him matzah, he's not going to find matzah anywhere else. He doesn't care that much about the mitzvah. So if you give it to him, he'll have the mitzvah. If you don't, he won't. So maybe in such a case, there's no gezerah. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman says the shayla. But I don't really understand how you could possibly say that this is going to be mutter. Because if you're going to tell me that it's mutter for a tzarech mitzvah, so then we basically knocked off the whole issa. Because every achila, every eating on yantif is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of kavod yantif, a mitzvah of einig yantif, a mitzvah of simchas yantif, all those mitzvahs. And what about sukkahs? Sukkahs, every achila you have in the sukkah, that's a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So, what would be the basis to be mechalek to differentiate between one mitzvah and another mitzvah? This is all just conjecture. It's all Shlomo Zalman saying is svara. The mitzvah matzah would be daicha. Well, they didn't make the isser in the case of the mitzvah matzah. Who said they said it in the case of any mitzvah? He's a chiv to eat sudas on yantiv. So it would seem to be difficult to say this heter. He doesn't say it as an absolute heter. It's a chakira. He's clearing the shayla. Certainly, the stimus ha-paiskim, the fact that all the paiskim don't say such a heter, as far as I know, and Reb Shlomo Zalman also doesn't bring anybody who says it, would very clearly indicate that the paiskim do not agree with this heter, and it would taka be usur. So, in order to give him matzah, you're going to have to work with the other heterim of Tenik Shanishba and the Rashba that we mentioned earlier. There's a kasha in the sugyu. Now, we know there's a principle in Yantiv of mitaych shehutru l'tzayruch, hutru shalai l'tzayruch. Now, just like it's mutter to do a certain malachas on Yantiv for Eichel Nefesh, for the purposes of eating food, so too it's mutter to do those same malachas for other purposes. For example, you're allowed to carry food on Yantiv. Haitzah is mutter for food. So haitzah is also mutter for other needs. A person wants to carry siddur to shul, machzer. He wants to go for a walk and take a baby carriage. It's all mutter because it's a valid Yantiv need, even though it's not for food. So the question is, if a person wants to feed a guy on Yantiv, so why shouldn't you say that that's a Yantiv need? Forget about the fact that it's l'tzayruch achila, it's not called eichel nefesh, because lachem v'loi l'kusa. But it's a yantiv need. I wanna invite the guy over to my suda. Maybe I have a pleasure in sitting with the guy on yantiv, or certainly if it's somebody in my family who's not a shayim etar mitzvahs, my simchas yantiv is enhanced by the fact that he's sitting there and part of my suda. Why shouldn't that be mutter? And in fact, the Magen Mishnah in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel says it is mutter. How can he say it's mutter? The Gemara says, well, chemel el kusa. So the answer is because the Magen Mishnah is going according to his understanding of the Rambam, which is that the klal of mitoich is only said, the principle of mitoich is only said in the malach of Haitzah, not in other malachas. So he says, so Haitzah will in fact be mutter even for a guy. But other malachas will of course be awesome because there is no mitaych. So that's very nice in the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam because of his understanding of mitaych. But all the other Yishayinim and possibly the Rambam also hold that mitaych is said by all the malachas which are matayni yom tov, for example, cooking, fishel, and other malachas. According to them, you can't say lachem v'loy l'ku, you can't say that it's mutter to cook for a guy because it's a yom tov need. We have a Gemara that says lachem v'loy l'kusim. What are you going to do with that? So the Lech Mishnah over there in Halacha Tesvav says a very simple answer, and it's very nice to say mitaych. However, mitaych cannot be said in a case where the Torah clearly tells us that there is no heter of mitaych. The Torah tells us lachem v'loy l'kusim. Chazal and Torah Shaval Peh were makabel that the Eibush said to Moshe Rabbeinu in Harsinai lachem v'loy l'kusim. Okay, so what are you going to tell me about mitaych? Okay, but mitaych is not an absolute rule. Mitaych is subject to where the Torah says it, where the Torah doesn't say it. And over here, the Torah holds. The Torah tells us there is no mitaych. Lech Mishnah is not the first one to say this. The Rabbi in Shuvah's Tamim Deim in Siman Kuf Chaf already says this very clearly. He says, that, I'm going to tell you a very big klal, and he says that you don't say mitaych in any case where the Torah tells us the opposite. And he gives a few examples, like lachem b'lay l'klavim, you're not allowed to do malacha for behema. Same thing, and he gives other cases as well. The explanation to this is very simple. The Sefer Yireim says that the principle of mitaych means that when the Torah said "Acha sheyochel l'chol nefesh," it doesn't necessarily mean food. It means any hano which a person has. So what if the Torah then came and said it's this hano, not that hano? So obviously it means this hano, not that hano. So that's what's happening over here. If the Torah tells us lochem b'lei l'kusim, the Torah is telling us that the hano of giving something to a kusi on yontif is not considered a valid hano for yontif. So kusim not, and klavim not, and any other sayrich which the Torah says not, will not be included in mitaych. So that's a very clear answer to this.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.